Our next story is about three bears. No Goldilocks, though. The bears are in Kosovo, and they're just 1 month old. Animal activists rescued them last week. They were being kept illegally inside two private homes. Authorities were tipped off after photos of the cubs were spotted on Facebook. Now they're at a bear sanctuary in Pristina, run by the animal welfare group Four Paws. Karsten Hertwig is the bear project leader with Four Paws. He says that the bear cubs were purchased from a dealer.
We certainly push the police and the court that they will find the dealer and that they get a real big penalty for this, that it doesn't happen again.
So these bears were a month old, adorably cute, what can you say? But that's not going to stay that way forever. What were these bears going to be used for?
Like a pet, like a small dog. They handle it like a small dog, yeah? I mean, it's at the beginning, they are so helpless, the bears. They are blind at the beginning and can't really walk. They keep the small cubs like pets, like small dogs.
Yeah, but they don't stay small for too long. I gather exactly. When they get bigger, they are used for other purposes.
Exactly. I mean, we had this case, for example, where we run a bear sanctuary with adult bears in Kosovo, and we also rescued one bear who was half a year old, and the owner was already very surprised how big this bear was already within 6 months. Became larger and larger, and then it needs more and more food and more space and so on. So, I mean, anyway, it's very hard to keep a bear. So, and as I said, it's forbidden.
Yeah, and I gather your organization, Four Paws, rescues bears from all sorts of places, from restaurants, from gambling interests.
Exactly.
What happens to these bears? What are they being used for?
Yeah, as an attraction. For a restaurant, for example, that it's an attraction for the guests of the restaurant or for pictures, when they are on a chain. Still also existing, like the dancing bears, the photo bears, picture bears on the beach, for example, in Albania or the Black Sea, that you can stand with a bear to make a picture and you have to pay a little bit of money, such things, yeah. Also to make such of kind of baiting bears where they have to fight with dogs. All the things happens with these bears.
So fortunately, these three bear cubs are now at this Four Paws bear sanctuary. So will these bears remain in captivity for the rest of their lives?
Exactly. This is hopefully not the end. We would like to release the bears. Yeah, it was very important that we got the bears quite soon, that they had not so much contact with humans already. And now we have to be very strict that only one person is in contact with them, and only when it's necessary, only when they need the feed at the moment, the milk. And then there's a 2-3 phase concept to release them and ask. Kosovo is an area with wild bears. The aim is to release them back into the wilderness.
Karsten Hertwig is a Four Paws Bear Project leader. You can see photos and a video of those rescued bear cubs at PRI.org.